Now, this week on News Talk, we have teamed up with the Bank of Ireland to focus on youth financial well-being. And on today's show, we're taking a look at practical tips on how to alleviate and manage financial stress on families. Dr. Mark Harold is a clinical psychologist and author of Coping with Stress, and he joins me now in studio. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire.
The finances are something that, whether we like it or not, we all have to deal with. Once we fly the nest, we're in charge of balancing our own books, and things can go horribly wrong.
Certainly. Well, like in the last, say, 15 years, when we went from biggest boom ever to biggest bust ever, they were both circumstances that Irish people never encountered before. So that was a unique set of stressors, if you like. And all of a sudden, things became important, such as, you know, what kind of car you drove, how many bedrooms you had, and, you know, what kind of watch you wore. And I believe that that was very unnatural for Ireland. And it created an almost expectation for the people who were buying these things, but also then for the next generation, which is the generation which is coming through now.
But there was also an air of, you know, borrow it, don't worry about it, there's plenty of it out there. And then all of a sudden, that was just taken away. And even now for our young people coming up, there is this air of, you might not necessarily get to do what you really want to in life, mm-hmm. because the jobs might not be there, or with Brexit, there might be another crash. And it's all this kind of negativity. So how detrimental can financial stress be on a person?
Well, I think it's quite significant. I just recall my son, when he was about six, saying to me, do you know something, Dad? He says, money doesn't make you happy. It's what you buy with it that does. And there is that that expectation didn't ever change. And it does have to be, addressed. I mean, the one thing I would say is that we never had an outlet for the anger after the bust. You know, the casino bankers walked off into the sunset and we never protested. That was a major source of stress, in my estimation, for society across the board. Having addressed that, or having acknowledged that, we haven't addressed it, having acknowledged that, there are a number of things that people need to do. And one of the things I think that didn't happen, and I think this is what led to a lot of the, sadly, numerous suicides that we're all aware of that happened post, you know, bust, was that we didn't, one of the stress strategies that we actually need to adopt is face our fears, step in and address it. And I mean, in that circumstance, it would have been to go speak to banks, speak to financial advisors, you know, speak to credit unions, speak to people, to, you know, people who knew what they were talking about. And a lot of people didn't do that. So they were out, you know, they were sucked in, buying all their big cars on credit and all the other trappings that go with it. But then once they didn't have it, they didn't address those. And that led to huge stresses. And one of the things that actually happened was that people felt that they were the only one, that they were going to lose faith if they ever, you know, if they were ever called out on their debt. And I mean, let's face it, just about every household in Ireland was struggling.
Because I think, you know, we bury our heads in the sand when it comes to finances. And even if you haven't borrowed to the hilt, there's a lot of people who just say, I'm just not earning enough money. So money runs out at the end of the month. There's no point in me looking into it. There's no point in me spending time writing down all my outgoings and all my incomings and seeing if I can make a difference. Whereas if you do, you can. And look, I've been guilty of it myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no question. And another thing that I find, I mean, I've been given this course called Stress Control. Myself and a colleague, Dr. Alison Rooney, I gave it out in Malahide, where I'm from. We had people coming in their hundreds to courses in the Grand Hotel in Malahide during that sort of bust time when there was huge stresses around. But one of the things we tell them is, we were telling the people, 95% of what we worry about never happens. Mm-hmm. So all these fears of catastrophe and shame don't actually happen. So that's why it was important to sort of face fears. And then some of the strategies that we need to adopt. One is the way we talk to each other, for instance. And not talk to each other, for sure, but the way we talk to ourselves.
Yeah.
Because often we call ourselves names that we'd never call our worst enemies.
Yeah.
And what a failure we were and how bad we were. And that's a really important thing.
And we do place a huge amount of significance on financial success and assume that all these people living in the big big houses with the big cars and the money in the bank are really happy. Whereas, you know, sometimes it's the person who's renting the one bed studio with hardly a penny to their name is far happier.
Well, absolutely. And it's all about perspective, you know, because there is no such thing as reality. It's our interpretation of what's actually out there. For instance, which would you prefer, a major illness or a major debt? Well, I think most of us would go for a major debt, but when we're in the middle of it, we actually don't think about that. So it's really important that, you know, we actually face up to the fears and then do something realistic about it. Now, in terms of stress, there's lots of things that people can do. I mean, and they know about them. For instance, you have to get moving. I mean, you were talking about the bodybuilder yoga person, but you don't have to be a professional to do it. But exercise is the number one best de-stressor of all.
Yeah, get yourself out for a walk.
Get out there, absolutely. Another one that's really, really important, Claire, and this is people don't fully realise this is how we breathe. Breathing is huge. So if we learn simple breathing techniques, we can avoid panic attacks. What actually happens is our heart sends 60 times more messages to the brain than the brain does to the heart. If we can actually get our heart under control, then we're going to actually send a message to the brain, everything is fine, and so the brain is going to send out the hormones that are going to make us relax, the serotonins, the oxytocins. But when we have our heart rate is up, then we're producing cortisol, which just puts us on alert, makes us nervous. What do we do in contemporary age, in our contemporary age now, is we drink copious amounts of coffee or tea.
Because we're not sleeping at night, we're worrying about our bills and our finances, and then we're up in the morning and we're fueling ourselves with caffeine.
And so we get into that cycle. So we actually know the solutions to our stresses, but we actually need to take concrete steps to do them. So, look, there's no doubt about it. Caffeine is a big cause of stress in contemporary society. And another sort of strategy that I would suggest that people actually adopt is to develop an attitude of gratitude. We've become so competitive about what we don't have that we actually need to stop and say, look, we have an awful lot. Can you imagine if you lived in somewhere like Syria? Believe it or not, 15 years ago, I travelled through Syria on my own, getting taxis and buses, going through Aleppo.
Beautiful
families, beautiful cities, you know, gorgeous people. And can you imagine?
And now actually, it's just reduced to rubble.
Oh, absolutely. It's so sad. But if we stop and
compare
yourself
to that,
have we got?
You might
what
not have an Audi in the driveway, but you're healthy, you're happy, you have your family. And just flick that switch in your brain, because it does have a major impact. And I think what you've said there not only impacts on financial stress, but any stress we have.
Absolutely.
And it's very simple things we can do involving changing our thought patterns, getting out for exercise and breathing. Thank you very, very much for coming in. Do you have any of those classes coming up?
There's nothing planned just at the moment, but people should keep an eye in the newspapers.
And you do have your book, Coping with Stress, Dr. Mark Harold, clinical psychologist. You had one last thing that you just want to say. We won't have time to get into it, but what is it?
I was going to say that as a professional, I earn my living doing problem solving, and there's 6 simple steps to problem solving.
Okay, well, maybe people could go to your website to find out that. Is that all right? Thank you very much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. And my thanks to my producers this week, John Fardy and Claire Darmody. My researcher was Elaine Power, and Jojo Cordozo was on sound. Vincent Wall is up next. Have a lovely Sunday. And our winner of that Fitbit Versa is Miriam Cunningham from Strandhill in County Sligo. What a lovely place you can go walking, Miriam.
This weekend, News Talk is getting behind the Irish rugby team as they continue their campaign in Japan.